Hello and welcome to the QU Podcast. I'm Madison Norris, coming to you live from North Campus and QU Media Podcast Network. This is a student production of the latest news, sports, and happenings on campus. Today, my mama joins us for a new side and perspective on what it's like having your child move away from home. You know, but before we talk about that and all the things my mom thinks I do while I'm not at home, let's hear from QU TV's Chloe Knott as she tells us about a new form of studying outside the classroom.
Beer and theological discussion. Not two things you often hear in the same sentence. But that is what a new event in Quincy is all about. Blessed Sacrament Parish organized the night, and it was hosted by Quincy Brewing Company.
The community was able to learn a little bit more about theology and grab a drink.
Theology professor Dr. Daniel Strudwick was the key speaker. His talk focused on the significance of angels.
It's a way of getting people together in a casual and relaxed atmosphere to discuss theology and to do some learning, but also to have fellowship and really to spend some good time together learning about God and being with each other in a healthy, happy atmosphere, I'd say. Tonight was the first, and I didn't know what to expect, but I was really happy. The turnout was great, and the people were just in great spirits.
It seemed like it'd be a good night with good fellowship, good atmosphere, and it was.
The parish hopes to continue theology on tap regularly. Chloe Knott, QTV News, Quincy Brewing Company.
So that was from our very own QTV's Chloe Knott as she talked to us about this new form of studying that's going to continue throughout the years and throughout the semesters with the theology department, which is pretty awesome. So now coming back, my mother is going to join us. My mother is Taryn Norris.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me, Madison.
And we are going to start out talking about a couple things. So as some people might know, I'm a transfer student, transferred 2 years ago. So my first question would probably be about, you know, I know why I chose Quincy, and from my perspective, choosing Quincy was an easy choice. However, when in the realm of transfer and the discussion of it, one of my key factors was to be closer to home. And when choosing Quincy, Quincy is actually 2 hours further than my old school. So how do you feel about that? And what do you think was a big turnaround in my transfer process in choosing Quincy?
The distance thing was kind of hard at first because you did say you wanted to be closer to home. And so I was looking for schools like in Indianapolis or Fort Wayne. You had the opportunity to come here and your dad drove you in one day, 6 hours here to meet with the president and Mark Jones, and then 6 hours back. And then we continued to look at other schools. And honestly, I already knew what your choice was. You were just afraid to kind of admit it to us, I think, at first. As far as Quincy goes, the drive is 2 hours further, but it's easier than the drive that we had before. But you choosing Quincy has obviously been the right choice for you. So in the end, that's all that really mattered.
Yeah, Quincy was definitely not one of my ideal choices in the beginning. I think, like my mom actually said, was I think I was just scared to admit that I wanted to transfer. But coming to Quincy has definitely opened up a lot of opportunities and granted me so many blessings here. And I love the town. My family's loving the town and getting to know a lot more about the community, which takes us to my next question of how do you see the Quincy community? How do you perceive it? Do you enjoy being a part of this? I mean, I know because I'm your daughter what you say to me, but like, what are some things that you would like to point out about it?
It's kind of ironic since we just went to one of our favorite little shops in town to buy clothes for my grandbabies, and like, we go to this store every time we're here, but the area is amazing, and I love like the architecture of the town, and I love the old housing and the history that goes along with what's here. We're from a really small town, so some people may not think there's a lot of things in Quincy to do and see, but compared to where we're from, there's a lot to do and see. And everybody here is really nice. I mean, I know that sounds like a cliche, but honestly, like Airbnbs that we stay at, the restaurants that we go to, the shops that we go to, I mean, everybody's just really nice, friendly. It's like they're happy to see you. And I like that. I feel safe having you here. So,
yeah, and that's actually going on and moving on of, I mean, I'm 6 hours away. I have no family around the area other than maybe my boyfriend's family, which is 35 minutes away, but still not necessarily direct family. Is it hard for me, well, for you to see me so far away and know that if something were to happen, it would still take 6 hours to get here? Or, like, is that a concern of yours constantly as a mother? I know moms always have that motherly intuition. And
I mean, obviously, you don't understand that until you're a parent. But, I mean, I wish all my kids could live next door. But I don't think I sit around and worry about it, but obviously, yes, if something were to happen, I am 6 hours away, so, and I can only get here so fast. So that is a concern, but I don't just, it's not something I try to dwell on because I know that you're happy here, and so I guess that the good outweighs the bad.
And, I mean, we've talked about it many times before off of a podcast, but I mean, Quincy's such a close-knit, you know, safe community that I don't think you or my dad have ever felt like I've been unsafe or that the university isn't protecting us in some way.
Oh, not at all. I mean, going from downtown Chicago where you lived before to here night and day. And although you don't have family here, I also know that your coach – some of your teammates, you yourself, I know you watch after people and make sure that everybody gets home, everybody is where they're supposed to be, nobody's out walking around campus at night by themselves. Like, I know that that's something that there are people, and there are people looking out for you.
Yeah, and I think that's something that even made me feel safe is, and knowing, even if it's not something serious, but knowing that I can go to my coach, that I can go to my AD, that I can go to any of my professors. I mean, even Nora, I would go to Nora about anything in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just too, that's one thing about a small community, about a small university is I feel so blessed and so lucky to be able to have those relationships with my professors and my coaches, my teammates, and anything, anyone here at Quincy. So we are actually going to take a short little break, and we will be right back. So now we get to get into a little bit more of the, I'm sure people will think it's a little funny, but the funnier questions and the amusing questions. But as a mom that is 6 hours away, I mean, I think our relationship is a little different just because, I'll be quite honest, I probably FaceTime my mom 3 times a day, and I'm constantly texting her. My boyfriend actually jokes that I talk to my mom more than I talk to him. So my mom's pretty much my best friend, so we might have a little different of an answer, but as a mom that is 6 hours away from her child, and I'm in college, I'm out on my own for the first time, what do you think that I do all day while I'm not at home and I'm not under supervision? What do you think I do?
I mean, I know what people want me to say that I think that you do, but I honestly do know what you do. You've always been an older soul than what you really are. So you're pretty, like, focused and determined to do the things that you know that are right. You play volleyball, so therefore you don't have a lot of free time. You've got practice. You've got your studio stuff that you do here. Now, I'm also not a super naive parent and don't think that you don't do things like go out with your friends or, you know, go to parties. And I'm not talking about, like, big ragers or anything. But, I mean, I know you do stuff like that. So, you know, but I, all in all, I think you keep pretty low-key and kind of do what you're supposed to do. You do a lot of dishes, cleaning, things like that. I do know that because I see you doing them. That's when she calls me, is when she's doing stuff like that.
Well, I like to have company. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Misery loves company.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, too, we've always had a good enough relationship to where even though she's 6 hours away, if something were to come up, she's probably the first person I'm reaching out to. And we have that relationship of, hey, I don't care if you go out. I don't care if, you know, of course, be smart, stay legal, don't be stupid, make good choices. But if I were to ever get in a situation, to reach out to my mom and to let her know every time I get home safe, doesn't matter the time, doesn't matter where I'm at, just let her know I'm safe. So I think that's been really good for our relationship.
Yeah, I would agree. And also, I mean, you are an adult, so you have to be able to make those decisions. But on the flip side, I am your mom, and I worry about you. So, yeah, the appreciation of just, hey, I'm home. It may be 3 o'clock in the morning, but when I wake up, at least I know she's home.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean, I think that our answer may differ a little from other people's. But I think that moves me on to my next question of, you know, what is a message that you would like to send to college students or, like, you know, soon-to-be college students, like graduating seniors? What would you want them to know in leaving home and your parents behind and being on your own? From a mother's point of view, what's something you wish those children could know going into college?
Well, it's important, first of all, that, yes, you are spreading your wings and you're going out into the world and you don't have to answer to your parents anymore necessarily. But as a parent, it's really nice if you do. I know some people are shocked when Maddie says, oh, I talk to my mom every day or 3 times a day or, and maybe you don't have to be that extreme, but check in with your parents, you know, like call them once every 2 or 3 days or send them a text. Hey, I'm doing okay, you know, because you just never stop worrying about your kids. So we just don't want to send you off and like, hey, well, I'll see you in 4 years, you know. Still let them be a part of your life and tell them what's going on. You don't have to tell them everything if you don't want to. But just stay connected. I mean, they've taken this journey with you all the way to this point. They'd like to go further, so don't shut them off from that. Still let them be a part and keep them involved. And, you know, that's some parents go to the extreme of, you know, checking grades and like they did when you were in high school. I don't think you need to do that, but just keep them involved. Let them know that you're still there alive and that you care and you still want to know what's going on at home too. And, you know, don't just forget about them.
Yeah. And then that would go to the next of, like, the flip side of that is, what would you say of a mother of 4, 3 of them being in or out of college? I mean, you have 2 grandbabies now with the oldest. So you've raised quite a few and have couple left in the nest. What would you say to parents that are going to be experiencing stuff like this for the first time?
Well, every kid is different, for one. Maddie, like I said before, is kind of an older soul, so she's always been pretty responsible. And Maddie has never really been at home because she went to a high school further away. And so her story has always been a little bit different. But as a parent, you can't smother your kids. You can't expect them to be like they were when they were at home and you know everything that's going on. Don't get frustrated with them when you don't hear from them every day. Give them that space. And eventually, most kids realize that they need their parents more than they think they do. And so if you just give them that, if you give them a little bit of, you know, rope, most kids will, they might pull a little bit, but they'll come back.
Yeah, and I can attest to that. I'm a very independent person. I don't like to bother people with my problems. But my mom typically knows when something's off and something's going on, and I like to figure it out on my own, but then sometimes it's like, oh, I just wish I had my mom here. So, and I tell her that often, so she's pretty used to hearing that one.
And most moms would agree with me when, I mean, you just kind of know when things are going on, and even if the kid is not willing to tell you at the time, at least they know that you know. And you're thinking about them, even if they don't want to tell you what it is at that time, eventually it'll all come full circle.
Yeah, I definitely can agree to that. But, you know, I think that's really all we have for today. I would say that, you know, we really wanted to do this podcast. I came up with this idea a couple weeks ago, and it's kind of been on my mind heavy, especially learning about adapting to our audiences and realizing that our audience is a lot of parents and a lot of grandparents that love to listen to their children that are out in the world doing their own thing. And so I thought it would be fantastic to have my mom here that's here for the weekend, traveled 6 hours to come to my volleyball games and spend time with me, and to have her on the podcast. And, you know, this turned out great. I loved all your answers, and I'm really thankful that you got to join me today. So thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I do feel like it was something that people really like to hear about. It was a good idea. Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining me today, Tara, mother, anything like that. And, you know, this has been The Cue.